Psalm 44, verse 8. In God we boast all day long and praise thy name forever. Selah. In God we make our boast all day long and we will praise your name forever, says the NIV. And the Message puts it, all day we parade God's praise and we thank you by name over and over. And isn't that what we're doing? Amen. We're thanking him by name over and over. Who can we boast in? Well, Spurgeon had something to say about this, and he said, in God we boast all day long. We have abundant reason for doing so while we recount his mighty acts. What blessed boasting is this? It's the only sort of boasting that is bearable. And then he compares praise with manna. And he says this, all other manna bred worms and stank except that which was laid up before the Lord. And all other boasting is loathsome save this glorying in the Lord. Amen. We can praise the Seahawks for doing a good job. That doesn't hold a candle to praising God for all the wonder. God is so much better than the Seahawks. Amen. Do I have an amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Jeannie will say a strong amen to that, won't you? God's better than the Seahawks, Jeannie? Amen. He goes on to say, and praise thy name forever. Praise should be perpetual. If there were no new acts of love, yet ought the Lord to be praised for what he has done for his people. High let the song be lifted up as we bring to remembrance the eternal love which he chose for us, predestined us to be his sons and daughters, redeemed us with a price, and then enriched us with all the fullness of God. Whoa, what a God. What a God. Who's for us?
Yeah.
God is for us. Therefore, we can joyfully stand and praise him. Amen? Let's stand and let's say all three of these translations together. In God we boast all the day long and praise thy name forever. Selah, in God we make our boast all day long, and we will praise your name forever. Selah, all day we parade God's praise. We thank you by name over and over.